Weekend anglers across the country dream of making it to the Bassmaster Classic or the FLW Championship, but one weekend angler who's a guy that's got a pretty good stick down in the southeastern part of the country is Sam Lashley. And Sam, you just won a big event at Old Hickory.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I was blessed by the good Lord to win it. It was something that I've always dreamed of doing my whole life, and that I was just blessed and just brought so much joy to me and my family that I can't even explain it.
Well, it also brought you $100,000, which helps pretty well with that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good part of it, but by no means is it the best part of it. I mean, the best part of it is really the joy that it's brought to my family and the glory that it's brought to Christ. You know, just through me winning and being able to say and tell people, you know, how blessed I am, because it was truly a blessing.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, the circumstances around getting in the event, I mean, you didn't know till Tuesday night you had a chance to get in. And I know that there were some circumstances that I'd like you to tell us about that were maybe unusual. You had to make a tough decision very quickly.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I work. I'm a mortgage banker for First NLC out of Deerfield Beach, Florida. And we're a wholesale lending company. And I was getting ready to go to an appointment. Me and my wife had a quick lunch at home. I was getting ready to leave and have about a 45-minute drive to an appointment. And the phone rang, and it was FLW. And they asked me that I was on the waiting list, and they said that really basically my number had come up. They had a few anglers drop out at the last minute, and they wanted to know if I was able to come up there, you know. I had my deposit in and everything, and I told them no. Just couldn't believe it looking back. But I just told them, well, there's no way that I can do it on such short notice, because first off, I've got two children, and it wasn't fair to my wife to just, you know, leave her without preparation with the two children, and also my work obligations. I had appointments set up the rest of the week, and I just didn't see any way that I could really feasibly do it, you know. So I hung up the phone. I thanked them for the opportunity, but I hung up the phone, and my wife kind of looked at me and said, well, Sam, you know, you win a lot of tournaments this time of year on Old Hickory. I said, yes, sweetheart, but, you know, down there I hadn't had any practice, and it would be against 170 of the best pros, you know, in the country and 30 of the best locals, and I hadn't even practiced one day. And she said, well, that could be an advantage, you know. You hadn't gone down there and caught any of your fish or anything. I started thinking about it, and we just talked about it, and I said, well, you know, would you be all right, you know, here with the two kids and everything? I kind of called and felt out my boss about it and found out it might be okay, and so I immediately made up my mind, yeah, I would be crazy not to fish it, that I would probably have a good chance in doing well and catching some fish. And I called them back and asked them if they had already filled the spot. They told me no. They asked me if I could be there by 6, and I said, I'll be pushing, because I live 2.5 hours away, but then I thought I could do it. So I loaded everything up as quick as I could and got down there. And the funny part about it was my jerseys, I'm trying to get ready for a sprint series tournament on Kentucky Lake. My jerseys were in the dry cleaners from previous tournaments, and I was getting them cleaned and ready for this tournament if I get in, because I'm on the waiting list on it too. So I didn't even have a jersey the first day. I was in a Strike King t-shirt. You know, that afternoon I got my jerseys after I weighed in. But it's just funny how everything worked out. Like I said, all the glory goes to God, and it's just unbelievable how it happened and how it unfolded.
Well, you know, the stars line up at times, and, you know, we talk about our faith and some of those kind of things that are very, very important, but it's also things, circumstances, sometimes biorhythms, whatever it may be, along with your faith, that line up perfectly. And this tournament, you kind of knew what these fish were going to do even before you got there, so you were able to come out and really try to find these fish, and you found the mother lode down there.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I do, and I'm very fortunate that I have fished the lake for a long time, and I have been extremely successful on the lake, and I know where the fish go in the summertime. And I had been whacking the fish on Kentucky Lake the week before. Me and my partner had finished second in a tournament down here, dragging that same jig out of Barkley. And we had 22.63 pounds, something like that, and we finished second. But we caught, literally, I caught 30 to 40 three-pound fish myself. That's not including one my partner caught. And so, you know, I'm on them down here. They're already out wide, you know, on all the ledges and drops and stuff. And I know some good ledges on Old Hickory, so all I did was I was hoping that they would be out there. But I knew even if they weren't all the way out on the main lake, that I knew some creek channel drops that they probably would be on. So I thought that would be, when I started thinking about it, a huge advantage. In fact, I told my wife before I left, and I hate to say this, but I told her, I think I can win it, because most of the pros are going to go to Old Hickory and they're going to catch fish shallow. And I thought that most of them would start off fishing shallow. Old Hickory usually runs about 2 to 3 weeks behind Kentucky, and sometimes even longer. But so many people continue to catch decent stacks shallow that they don't move out until somebody wins a big tournament out wide. And then they'll all rush out there and hit the drops. But I kind of figured that, you know, these pros would be catching 8, 10, maybe 12, 13 pounds, you know, shallow, and that would keep them. They would be thinking, well, if I can catch 10 pounds a day, this is supposed to be a good, tough lake. Then I'm just going to keep grinding out and catch 10 or 12 and maybe get some points, get the 10,000 and go to the next lake. I thought about all this. I knew that I would have a huge advantage by going out and knowing a lot of the sweet spots out wide from my past experience from, you know, doing well at that lake and catching a lot of fish. It's funny, the actual place that I've caught most of my fish off of is a place I used to fish with my father when I was 3, 4, and 5 years old. We had a houseboat on Old Hickory Lake. And we would troll for stripe, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it because I love the bass fishing. I don't do any crappie fishing, no sauger fishing, no stripe fishing, no other kind of fishing. I just want bass fishing. I've always been that way. You know, when I first started fishing drops on Old Hickory, which everybody, when the flipping craze was on in the late 70s and early 80s, I was one of them, and I flipped and everything, and then all of a sudden I moved it down to Camden, Tennessee, started fishing the drops and winning a lot of tournaments down here. Well, I just started thinking about the places where, back when me and my dad used to stripe fish on Old Hickory, we'd always catch one or two just big old 6, 7, 8 pound bass every day we were stripe fishing. So that came to mind when I first started fishing the drops on Old Hickory, probably in the mid 80s. So I started fishing down there, and nobody else was fishing down out wide at that time. So me, whether it was an individual tournament or whether it was a team tournament, we always did well, and we won a lot of tournaments, and people started following us, and they caught on, and, you know, the locals now know a lot of the good spots. In fact, the spot that I caught most of the fish off of is a spot now I can't hardly get on anymore. And, you know, for 2 or 3 years, I won a lot of tournaments off of it, and nobody knew where I was winning the tournaments. Well, now everybody knows where I was winning those tournaments, and it's kind of turned into a community home. So it's just funny, you know, that my dad was there. He's 75 years old. When I told him that, he cried, and you know, the joy that it brought my family. And be able to incorporate, you know, the fact that I found those spots by fishing with my father at such a young age, back when I probably started when I was 3 or 4 years old. We had the houseboat until I was probably 9 or 10, and I always went out there stripe fishing and always caught those big bass out on those, you know, out wide ledges. It was just, it's an incredible story.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, I want to make sure we talk about this a little bit. You know, your family came in big numbers to see the weigh-in, the final weigh-in.
Yes, sir. My brother came from Knoxville, him and his wife, Daphne, Bart Lashley. He's actually CFO for Ted Russell Ford, and he's a car man, so it was hard for him to get away, but he did. My brother-in-law and sister, they own Mike Johnson Toyota in Hickory, North Carolina, and they came, and one of their sons came, and the others were playing ball, so they couldn't, or they would have been there. My father came from Memphis, Tennessee, with his wife, and my cousins came from all over Tennessee, and they brought their kids. And the thing that just really was just, I couldn't believe, is I saw so many people at the weigh-in that had been keeping up with me. I went to high school in Middle Tennessee, Overton High School in Nashville, actually, and I went to college at MTSU, which is in Murfreesboro. So many people that I hadn't even seen in 10 or 15 years came out there. It was just like a reunion. I mean, so many people that I hadn't talked to in 10, 15, even 20 years came up and hugged my neck just to say, Sam, you wouldn't believe, you know, I've been keeping up with you. This has brought so much joy. And, you know, I had no idea so many people would notice something like this. So, you know, it's really been a humbling experience to me, but it's been so exciting for me. I just can't even begin to tell you, you know, what it's meant to me and my family. It's just been unbelievable.
Well, Sam, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and a lot of good things ahead, I'm sure, for you. And thanks again for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you so much. I really didn't, the other day on stage, get the chance to thank all my sponsors. If you don't mind, I would like to first off thank Strike King Lure Company. They've been fantastic to me. I've been with them since 1987. I'd like to thank Garmin Electronics. I'd like to thank Ted Russell Ford. I would like to thank Mike Johnson Toyota. I'd like to thank TH Marine, Holderfield Battery Companies, and Deca Batteries. And, of course, my number one sponsor is Christ and my family. And I appreciate this opportunity, guys.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.